It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
We'll see this morning how the job market is doing amid talk of recession. I'm David Brancaccio. In a bit, we'll get the big hiring and unemployment reports for June. Now, analysts expect more people were working, maybe 270,000 more. That would be the smallest monthly increase in 14 months, but it's still a solid jump. So why do some think we're already in recession? Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more on all of this.
Yeah, and pretty good numbers, right? If it's 270,000, we know we still have more than 11 million job openings. That means the economy is robust, even with signs of strain caused by rising prices. And one of the things the Federal Reserve is worried about is expectations. Will people start to expect high inflation for the long term? That could be self-fulfilling. So Fed officials have signaled repeatedly that they're willing to stomach a dent in the nation's job picture and tame inflation by raising interest rates. So when we're still seeing strong job growth, that could embolden Fed officials to go ahead with sharper rate increases because they believe the economy can handle that, David.
So hiring and more hiring and two jobs advertised for every job seeker, we already know that. Yet there are high-level predictions we may already be in recession.
Right. It's counterintuitive. For one thing, there are some signs that consumers are starting to feel the strain of higher prices. So there's that. There's also a lot of anticipation over how inflation may have eaten into second quarter corporate earnings. We'll start to get answers to that question starting next week when the reports come out. One thing that's gotten a lot of attention is the Atlanta Federal Reserve's GDP Now forecast. It's predicting second quarter gross domestic product of -1.9%. Now, we'll get the official number later this month. And if it is negative, that's two quarters of negative growth. Some people call that a technical recession. Economists do look at other factors, though. And yes, it's really hard to say we're in a recession when the economy is still adding jobs, David.
All right, Nova, thank you. Dow futures are up 0.2% now. S&P futures are not much changed. NASDAQ futures are down 0.2% ahead of that jobs report. I know the Fed is working to raise interest rates, but the average 30-year fixed home loan has fallen in the last week to 5.3%. More on that in the Marketplace Morning podcast if you miss it on the air today. Japanese media are reporting that former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has now died after he was shot twice by a gunman who is now in custody. Abe was helping candidates with their parliamentary campaigns in the city of Nara. The current Japanese leader called this a barbaric act. Abe had a signature economic policy named after him, and he had retained political clout. Mariko Oi is with our editorial partner, the BBC.
His economic policy, Abenomics, it basically meant that he worked very closely with the Central Bank of Japan, keeping interest rates extremely low, but also pumping in lots and lots of money to basically try and jumpstart the economy. The stock market, investors loved it. But at the same time, his policies have been somewhat blamed and criticized for the widening gap between the rich and the poor.
There are multiple media reports that the weapon was a double-barreled contraption that appears to be homemade. The hashtag democracy, not violence, is trending now on social media in Japan.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do
the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Technology, to use a fancy term, disintermediates. It can eliminate the middleman or middlewoman in many an economic relationship. But don't for a moment think the people in the middle taking a cut are disappearing. You may not use a travel agent anymore, and you can sell a house without a real estate agent, but do you really want to? Catherine Judge is Columbia Law Professor and a financial regulation expert. She's out with a new book called Direct, The Rise of the Middleman Economy and the Power of Going to the Source.
So usually when intermediaries come to power, they're providing a really valuable service. They're helping to facilitate the flow of goods, the flow of money from people who have them to people who need them. The challenge that arises is that all of the attributes that make them such good connectors tend to give them outsized power in future periods. And so what we see is that over time, there's a shift in the balance of power where they go from really helping consumers to suddenly be in a situation where they're serving their own interests, often at the expense of consumers and creators and the others that they are helping to connect.
Now, I happen to pay special attention to sub-Saharan Africa. I've lived there. I've done reporting there where I have met farmers getting only a teeny tiny fraction of the market price of something that they've raised or grown because of the middleman or middlewoman, the intermediary in the middle.
On average, farmers receive about 15% of the price that we pay for food. And so, yes, intermediaries play a critical role. Most of us can't go directly to the farm. But right now, there's so many layers of intermediaries, we don't even see the farm or the farmer. We're systematically blinded to the impact of our actions because of the layers. And so the idea is when we start to strip some of those layers, we're reminded of that impact, and then we can make choices that are really are more aligned with our values.
Now, you've thought long and hard about remedies for what you regard as the outsized role of these intermediaries. Give me a sense of a key one that comes to mind.
Yeah. So the key here, first of all, is that we want a rebalancing. The goal is not a world without middlemen. It's making sure middlemen are there. They're providing valuable services, but that real power continues to lie in the hands of consumers and creators. So for example, sellers right now oftentimes feel obliged to sell on Amazon. And there's no reason not to allow Amazon to do a great job providing very fast packages. But the longer it takes for a small maker to get their good in the hands of a consumer who wants it, the more consumers are going to be drawn to Amazon. So if we have the post office step up and provide faster service and more affordable services for those small makers, that really just helps to ensure that people continue to have a meaningful choice.
Catherine Judge, a professor at Columbia Law and a financial regulation expert. She's author of the new book, Direct, The Rise of the Middleman Economy and the Power of Going to the Source. Professor, thank you.
Thank you.
If you're wondering, I did ask about the term middleman. Professor Judge said she also wrestled with employing a gender-specific term like that. She uses intermediary in more academic venues. And while intermediary offers some improvements, it doesn't quite have the same edge. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.